You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC with Leslie Kerwin. Multinational companies in Libya have been trying to get thousands of their foreign staff safely back home away from the unrest and the violence. It's one of the big risks you take when your employer sends you abroad, that the country you're working in will suddenly suffer a dangerous political upheaval. But there are other less obvious risks of an expat career, including culture shock, homesickness, and even the collapse of marriages. Ines Hoffman from Global Mobility Consulting now works with German firms which send executives overseas. She told me about her own experience when her husband was posted to Hong Kong.
I didn't have any idea of expatriate life. For example, we arrived there, we lived 6 weeks in a hotel in the center of Hong Kong. My husband had to go to work. He left home in the morning. He came back very late. I was there in Hong Kong without any friends, without any contact person, without any idea where to go, what to do, to whom to speak. And besides looking for a house, I had to find new friends. I was totally isolated. There were days I didn't talk to anybody in my life in Hong Kong.
Now you have a business where you actually coach people on the phone who are going through this kind of thing. What in your experience happens to the wives of men who go and work overseas?
They suffer from kind of culture shock. That's an emotional disorientation. They have anxiety, they are sad, they develop migraines.
Now, what effect does all that have on the husband? What do husbands tend to do?
This is a very interesting topic because we are talking about the family dynamics. Each of them want to be taken care of by the other. So the husband sometimes doesn't understand the wife because he says, you have a nice day, you can do sightseeing, you don't have to work. And the wife, by herself, she says, no, I'm totally isolated. I don't know anybody. I need to talk with you. You are the only person I know in this big city. And so each of them are depending on each other.
How desperate are some of the women you speak to?
Some start drinking alcohol. One lady, she didn't leave her house. She just took drugs, antidepressive medicine, and she couldn't leave the house anymore. We also have example of single men. I met an engineer. He was international engineer of a car company. He was sent to Shanghai, and he was the kind of sunny boy, always successful, with a high self-esteem. A few months later, I met him again in Germany. I asked him what happened, and he told me he fell into a depression. He couldn't describe the feeling. Sitting each evening at the hotel bar with other expat men, without a wife, without real friends, just the pressure of business, he fell into depression and he quit the job, actually.
How effective do you think these big global companies are at supporting the people that they send off on overseas assignment?
A few of them offer intercultural training. That means they prepare the professional to deal with the new culture in the new country. But they don't take care of the family. They don't ask, does your wife have her own career? They don't provide enough support for the family. And I think they need support as soon as they are in the new country.
Ines Hoffman of Global Mobility Consulting.